We're doing Sedra Dorot. We're up to the year 2075. The place of the Akedah was the place that Adam HaRishon was created, right? The Holy of Holies. That's the place where Adam HaRishon brought his sacrifice. That's where Noach brought his sacrifice. That's where Cain and Hevel brought their sacrifices. That's where David and Shlomo brought their sacrifices. That's what's called Goren, Aravna, Arona, or what we call the Holy of Holies. Some say that Eov was born at the time of the Akedah. Terach and Nachor lived in Choron. Avram and his sons lived in Beersheba. And he set up his tents all the way till Hebron. And then Haran's daughter Milcah, the sister of Sarai, she had the following children, Uz and Buz and Kemuel and Kesed and Chazo and Pildash and Yidlaf and Bisuel. So, remember, Milcah is Sarai's sister. She's married to Nahor, and she had all these children. Now, Nahor also had a Pilegesh, a concubine, I think they translated as, and her name was Reuma, and she gave birth to Tevach and Gacham and Tachash and Ma'acho. So it ends up that Nahor has 12 sons, other than his daughters. And then he had more grandchildren out in Haran. Utz, who was Nahor's firstborn, he had children named Avichoref, Gadi, Gadin, Milus, and Devora. Look at that, Devora. Buz had a son named Birach El. So that needs work, because there was one of the people in Eov is Elihu ben Birachel Habuzi. So Buz had a daughter named Naemet and Sheva and Yidmenu. Kemuel had the following children, Aram and Rehov. Kesed had the children, Anamelech, Mishor, Benun, and Yathia. The children of Chazu were Pildash, Yamichi, and Afar. The sons of Pildash were Arod, Amoram, Meirad, and Milach. The sons of Yadluf were Mushan, Kushan, and Mutzi. The sons of Betuel were Sachal, Lavan, Rivka, and Achotam. So here we see Rivka's siblings. Other than Lavan, she had a brother named Sachar and Achotam. Now, Aram ben Kemuel and his brother Rehov, they traveled from Haran. They found a valley by the Euphrates. They built a city there named Pitor ben Aram, also known as Naharaim. The sons of Kesed, they went and found a valley opposite Shinar, opposite Ashur, the Assyrians. They built a city named Kesed, which is what we know as Kasdim. The Kasdim were those that joined forces with the Assyrian Empire to come and destroy the first temple. So that's where the Kasdim comes from. And Terach took another wife as he grew old. Her name was Philila, and she gave him a son named Sova. Afterwards, Terach is going to live another 25 years. In the year 2083, Terach passes away. Yitzchak is 35 years old. This is what Ibn Ezra writes. He was buried in Haran. There's a Medrash Rabbah that says that there's 2 years distance, 2 years travel. Two years time between the burial of Terach and the burial of Sarah. So then Terach passed away much later. Sova, the son of Terach, when he was 30 years old, he gave birth to Aram and Achlav and Marok. And Aram, the son of Sova, had 3 wives. He had 12 sons, 3 daughters, and he had great wealth and assets, a lot of cattle, and he flourished. And Aram and his brothers went out to a valley that was east, and they built the city, and they named that city Aram. And being that Aram was the son of Tzova, so that's what's known as Aram Tzova, that Aram. So now we know where Aram Tzova comes from. And we know where Aram Naharaim comes from. That's the city that Aram, the son of Kemuel, went and built. Interesting that they all named their sons Aram. Okay, and that brings us to the year 2084.